WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference and their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The 12 first responders who lost their lives in the West explosion were honored at a memorial service yesterday. Among the tributes were family members grieving lost loved ones.
Usually he just ran out of the house without stopping as fast as he could. But he stopped that day and turned around and picked Jameson up and said, "Daddy loves you, and I'll be right back." And he didn't come back.
President Obama pledged his support to the community.
"We may not all live here in Texas, but we're neighbors too. We're Americans too. And we stand with you, and we do not forget. And we'll be there even after the cameras leave and after the attention turns elsewhere."
The crowd was so large, people were turned away from the Farrell Center at Baylor University 45 minutes before the start of the service. There is no local opposition to completing the Aggie Expressway. The College Station City Council joined the Bryan Council and Brazos County Commissioners in approving resolutions urging the state to develop a freeway from Navasota to Todd Mission. Jason Stubbe of the City Manager's Office says this would join up with what will become a toll road from Todd Mission through Pinehurst and Tomball to Houston.
"It's going to be about the most direct and fastest route to the greater Houston area, in particular IAH, as well as Exxon's New World headquarters in the Woodlands, Halliburton, and GE's North Belt campuses. And the primary intent is to connect the bio corridor and the Texas A&M University to the medical center in the Houston area."
It's estimated the freeway would shave 30 minutes off of the commute from College Station to Bush Airport. Local economic development efforts became stronger this week when state leaders offered up to $500,000. The president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, says a new regional center of innovation and commercialization will be based here.
"Now we're going head-to-head with Houston and with Austin, and, you know, whether it's for global research center projects or biotech or whatever, and so, yeah, you know, I think the reality is it's an acknowledgement of where we are in our life cycle as a community and as a market. I think it's also an acknowledgement of the massive driving force that the Texas A&M University system is when it comes to research and development and industry collaboration."
The center will have satellite offices in Waco and Temple. State money comes from the Emerging Technology Fund. And with a split in House conservatives over the insolvent PSIP program, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says he's glad the opportunity to vote got pulled Wednesday because, really, it's a catch-22. Flores says while it would end the program, which provided catastrophic care for those with pre-existing conditions, the plan was to use the $5 billion left over to advertise for Obamacare.
"So if you ask me, should we stop the funding to advertise and implement Obamacare? Absolutely, and I would have voted for that part of it. On the other hand, voting for the implementation of a part of Obamacare, that seemed to be a little bit of a problem for me because you're basically endorsing part of Obamacare. Now, on the other hand, one of the reasons Obamacare was put into place is because you had all these people with pre-existing conditions, and this program is actually the most efficient, least costly way to address that issue, and then you could really gut the rest of Obamacare and leave this program in place."
Flores says this really should be treated as a state issue, not a federal issue, which further complicates the matter. And for almost 20 years, spring cleaning has included the opportunity to dispose of household products without putting them in the landfill. Tomorrow is the next household hazardous waste collection event.
"Good time to get rid of your old paints, your old motor oil, your old batteries. We're also working with the Brazos County Sheriff's Department, who will be out collecting the out-of-date pharmaceuticals, 7 to 1, at the University Services Building. So more information about that is on our Bevisma website at www.bvswma.com.
Brian Griespach with the Brazos Valley Solid Waste Management Agency says the drop-off site is the University Services Building off Harvey Road east of Veterans Park. WTOW News Time is 6:11. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Spring is here, and so is the BCS Home Builders Association 2013 Spring Parade of Homes, sponsored by the Brazos Valley Affordable Housing Corporation. It starts Saturday and Sunday, April 27th to 28th, and wraps up May 4th and 5th. Visit these brand new homes to discover new trends in construction, design, and the latest in home products and appliances. Builders will be on site to assist you in designing your dream home. The Parade of Homes map can be found in the Eagle, WTAW.com, or at bcsbuilders.org. Don't forget the Spring Parade of Homes, April 27th and 28th, and May 4th and 5th.
My husband's always been a hard worker, but now that he got a John Deere 5 Series tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, he's a workaholic. In fact, he thinks he's some kind of superhero, as if he can lift anything or shred at the speed of light. Of course, he owes it all to Sioux Falls Prater. They give him 0% financing for 72 months, so he can save the world one day at a time. Visit cptractor.com to find the John Deere that's right for you. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer ends April 30, 2013. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Some restrictions apply. See your dealer for details and other financing options.
Good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Moisture will continue to flow into the region. That means lots of cloudiness today and the potential for a shower or two. High 75 to 80 degrees. Clouds tonight, they could produce a shower. Overnight, lows near 65. Tomorrow, we'll see clouds. We could see some showers. Highs 75 to 80. There's a chance of showers right into tomorrow night. Lows near 65. It'll become partly sunny Sunday. Watch for a shower. High 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Luke Jokel went very high, but not as high as we expected in the NFL draft. We'll cover that for you, plus who the Cowboys and the Texans picked up. A&M Track and Field competing quite well at the world-famous Penn Relays, plus a whole lot more coming up with sports. And we'll do that for you about 6:50.
Well, okay. John, did you watch any of it?
I did.
Did you? How'd that go?
It was an NFL draft.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, it was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Hey, did you have a list and you crossed him off and had snacks in between?
No, when I was a kid, it was just neat to see.
Yeah.
But anymore, Boomer's just become kind of a parody of himself, and it makes me laugh.
Well, and
Chris Berman's just, ugh.
Well, and the other thing is, again, it's not brain surgery. It's professional sports.
Yes.
And they just have to analyze the heck out of it.
Well, it's because they got to kill time because each team gets 10 minutes to draft.
Yeah.
So they're just talking for the sake of talking.
Yeah. And later on today, we'll discuss a little bit about the future of football, which is, you know, I know that's almost blasphemy here in Texas.
I found it very interesting that during the game or during the presentations, they were running PSAs for the new Heads Up leagues.
Were they?
For Pop Warner and Little League football. So if your league isn't a Heads Up league, make sure that it becomes one.
Yeah.
So they're preaching head safety now all the way down to the youngins.
Terry Bradshaw didn't let his kids play football. Did you know that?
Oh, no. Yes, I did, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, so.
Really?
Again,
Well, it would explain a lot with my, you know, nature now.
No.
I'm thinking.
I only work with intelligent men.
I'm thinking that this is a great opening for hockey. Well, because hockey has the subtle violence of a sport like soccer and then the overt violence of hockey.
And boxing.
Yeah. Well, that's another one.
It is pretty entertaining. I do enjoy live hockey.
It's a lot faster.
It is. It's like soccer on rockets. Yeah.
I really enjoy it.
So now, I watched some of this MMA. Is that right? Is that where they have the little
mixed martial arts?
Whatever.
And they're in a cage?
Yeah.
Okay.
I watched. What is the first round? How long is the first round, Kevin?
They're all 5-minute rounds.
Okay,
The other guy's knocked out.
So I'm watching these guys, and they're kind of, you know, wandering around looking at each other. This happens in boxing. You know, you try
feeling
to
each other out.
Sure. You know, and then we get to the last half minute and a half, and all hell breaks loose. And you know, they're boxing around. And this guy suddenly just hauls off and kicks the crap out of this guy.
Excellent.
That's how it works.
I mean, no, you say excellent. No, this is brain damage waiting to happen.
Oh, was it?
Well, excuse me. Am I wrong? I mean, really? And if you want to
I mean,
do
I didn't
that,
see it. I don't know how bad it was or if you're just saying.
Excuse me. He fell down and did not move.
How's okay, that sounds
that
bad.
That happens relatively frequently.
Yeah.
Frequently.
But as long as there's not a whole lot of blood, at least the fights are not super bloody that often, you know?
Yeah, if he can't spell cat after you spot him the C and the A in 5 years, tell me about blood, okay?
I would be interesting because it's a relatively new sport.
Yeah, I know. I know. I understand.
But to be real honest, there's not. I mean, there are knockouts, but a majority of the time, you know, there's a whole lot of technical work going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, though. I mean, and make your living however you want.
I would think it's not as bad as boxing because there's so much more stuff you can do.
No, it's far worse than boxing.
Oh yeah, because there's nothing on your feet.
Once you get and once that guy's down,
well, you don't have to punch him in the head over and over. You can grapple his neck and stuff like that.
Well, they do though.
Do I hear you trying to defend this against us? I mean, you hop on a guy and you beat the living snot out of him, don't you?
That's the goal.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. That's not shaking howdy and here's some flowers and I hope we have a good match. And But I'm just saying, in today's society, that's fine if that's what society wants, and people are willing to spend the money to do that.
No, but what I've seen was not that violent.
Well, watch some more.
Okay. I'm saying it's violent enough where it's scary. Since my best friend, or one of my best friends, her boyfriend is MMA fighter.
Yeah, right.
Yes, there's a special nervousness you have when you go to a fight. But the ones I saw were not like really nasty.
They're incredibly violent.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
I enjoy them a great deal for just that reason.
Right. People go to NASCAR. They don't go to watch them go fast. They go to watch.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie about it. It's fascinating to watch the technique when they're doing the jiu-jitsu part. Yeah.
Well, it's almost like dancing.
Oh yeah, sure it is. Yeah. Remind me to never dance with Kat, okay? I mean, I'm just saying.
Good plan.
You said I wanted to dance with you.
Thank you. Wow.
Man.
Are you going to play our song?
Well, no, I was actually going to do a story, but man, wow. Okay.
Gloves are off. Let's go.
It's going to be a good morning. It is Friday. I mean, we've got all the angst of the week.
Right. Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
Perfect situation. Aren't you glad I didn't cut you off that time, Kevin?
I just work here.
I think I need to visit the break room and get a bit more coffee.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
620 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the continuation of the Pink Moon. What?
Oh, I just got a news story in the wire that made me laugh out loud. It's really short. Can I share it with you?
It's brief, but go ahead.
80-year-old Miriam Tucker says she was the lucky winner of a diamond at a charity event in Tampa, Florida last weekend, but she swallowed the $5,000 stone by accident.
In a champagne glass.
Yes, out of 400 glasses of champagne, she picked the right one, but while she was drinking and laughing, she accidentally swallowed it. As fate would have it, Tucker says she already had been scheduled for a colonoscopy, and the doctor took care of the problem on Monday. That's a rough way to start out the morning.
I'll just run out there and grab it while I'm up there.
Yeah, why not?
Yep. All right, it's day 116. Means we got 249 of them to go. It's Audubon Day, so, you know, look at a bird.
I thought you said Autobahn, like, you know, drive 80 miles per hour and pretend you're German.
You can do that, too. It's Bob Wills Day. He made pretty good music. It's Hairball Awareness Day. You know, and I'm glad I don't have to be aware of them.
My cats are celebrating this morning.
Of this group, I'm the one least having to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah, you walk into somebody's house who has cats, you go, all right, found one.
Would you like it back?
It's in the corner.
I'm just saying, keep your shoes on. That's all I'm saying.
And and I went down the hall just to make sure Lainey knew and she could be forewarned, but today is Hug an Australian Day.
Oh. Yeah.
So do I need to say anything?
Well, once again.
Because, I mean, you told her, but I should still ask for permission, yes?
Well, probably so, yeah. She was not pleased to find that out. Frito was not getting up to go around the console, but I mean, again, if you know one today, then there you go. All right, you got some birthdays.
I sure do. We have a whole lot of them. Start you off on Friday birthdays for Jamina Kirk, 28 years old. She's on the new show Girls. Jessica Lynch is 30. The POW that was rescued. Channing Tatum is 33. Stana Katic, the detective Kate Beckett on Castle, which I've fallen in love with that show.
Uh-huh.
Tom Welling is 36. Jay DeMarcus, the bassist from Rascal Flatts, is 42. Kevin James, who's kind of funny.
He's a funny guy.
48. Jet Li is 50. Michael Damian, who likes to rock on, is 51. Roger Taylor, who likes to go to Rio from Duran Duran, is 53. And Carol Burnett, comedy legend, is 80 today.
Oh, I've been here.
Yes, she has. She was here last year.
Yep.
Or was that early this year?
Earlier this year. Dwayne, maybe. Dwayne Eddie. Do you remember him? He was a guitarist.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. He's 75 today. I don't think he's still playing, but, you know.
He may be.
Bobby Rydell is 71.
Wow.
Yeah.
Teen heart throb for sure.
All right, what do we got for Saturday?
Saturday, William Moseley is 26. He played in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Huh?
Patrick Stump is 29. He's the lead singer from Fall Out Boy. Boy, another band I like. Travis Meeks is 34. Sheena Easton is 54. Ace Frehley, guitar player and legend from Kiss, 62. Kate Pearson, 65. She's the B-52's redhead. Cuba Gooding Jr., 69. Judy Crane, Burt Reynolds, it's Karn?
No, Karn.
Karn, that's right. Judy Karn. Burt Reynolds' first wife and the Sakatumi lady from Laugh-In.
Yeah.
74. And Scooby. He's good.
Yeah.
Casey Kasem, 81 years old.
Really? Wow.
Casey Kasem is 81.
Oh. Jessica Alba's 32. Jay Leno's 63. Bridget Moynihan, you know her from Blue Blood. She'd be 43. Elizabeth Rome from Law and Order is 40. And Margaret, still around, 72.
And still very pretty.
Yeah.
Very pretty 72-year-old woman.
Yeah. Paul Guilfoyle, he's on CSI. He's 64. John Daly. That guy has a good time playing golf. 47. James Baker from just up the road in Houston is 83. And Elena Kagan is 53. All right, on Sundays.
Jenna Erskowitz is 27. She's from Glee. Jessica Alba, who's a...
I had her there on today. Yeah, tomorrow. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Sunday?
Yeah.
32.
Okay.
Penelope Cruz, 39. Jorge Garcia from The Lost is 40. Bridget Monahan. 42.
See, I had her on Saturday. I don't know.
See, I've got John Daly for Sunday, too.
Interesting. Yeah, they messed him up. They maybe just threw him on a pot. Okay. This weekend birthday. Yeah, that's okay. How we're doing it.
Because Jay Leno, 63, Paul Gilfoy.
Really? Wow.
I've got these all on Sunday.
They flipped him, I guess, maybe. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
So I'm done. You've got all the rest of them. You've already called mine out.
Jerry Seinfeld.
Don't have that one.
59. Michelle Pfeiffer is 55. Eve Plum, you remember her from the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
Be 55. Nora Dunn, funny lady, 61. And Daniel Day-Lewis, who's weird, but a pretty good actor.
Yeah, real talent.
I mean, he has won an Oscar not once, not twice, but three times. And it's There Will Be Blood's a pretty doggone good movie.
Yeah, but he's not wired like the rest of
no,
us.
No, he's really not.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I mean, we've got some dumb people in our government, starting with the president himself. I mean, the president, apparently, Russia warned us multiple times about the threat that the older brother posed to America. We had different federal agencies putting this guy on a watch list, three of them. The FBI goes and interviews the guy, and they never followed up. Now, you would think if you got a tip that somebody's a terrorist, that maybe every 6 months a follow-up and see what he's putting on the internet, just check in and make sure that he's not involved in terrorist activities or whatever. The CIA flagged him. The FBI flagged him. It raises a lot of questions about opportunities that we had, law enforcement opportunities that we had to prevent people from having their legs blown off.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hear that?
That's the sound of grass growing. Yep, it's deer season. And right now, you can get up to $1,000 off John Deere 1023E subcompact tractors with the purchase of two implements. And $300 off X500 Select Series lawn tractors. Offer ends April 30th, 2013. Stop by your John Deere dealer today.
Find the Sioux Falls Prater location nearest you online at cptractor.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
Unexpected things happen to people like us every day. Are you prepared? Download a free list of the top 50 must-have emergency items from foodinsurance.com. FEMA and the Red Cross recommend making an emergency plan and building a kit. So what are you waiting for? Go to foodinsurance.com and get the free top 50 list. Make a plan, because in an emergency, help may not be on its way quickly. Food Insurance sells the emergency supplies that everyone needs. Get the list now. Go to foodinsurance.com.
Job creation slows in two key sectors. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A couple of engines of job creation are becoming less reliable. The Wall Street Journal says the healthcare sector is not as secure a source of well-paying jobs for less educated workers as it once was. That's because hospitals are demanding more from their most and least skilled employees. Semi-skilled occupations that don't require a college degree, such as licensed practical nurses and records clerks, are being eliminated. And banks are no longer big job machines. 4 years after the financial crisis, banks are still trimming payroll. First quarter earnings reports show Bank of America, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley alone cut more than 30,000 jobs last year. Workforces at other banks all around the world have been shrinking. Stock market futures are pointing lower this morning. Starbucks' profit increased in the latest quarter. The coffee company says sales were especially strong in the U.S. and Asia. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Wheatgrass smoothie? Kombucha colonic?
No.
Your meditation room is this way. Namaste.
Namaste, okay.
Adding a health spa would make tire shopping healthy, but it wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with extended hours and online scheduling. Plus, members get up to $130 in savings and deals after mail-in rebate on top brands like Goodyear, Michelin, and the Mighty Road Handler. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 4/27. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases. Subject to full program terms available at shopyourway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
It's time for spring cleaning, and the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event can help. Bring your paint, computers, batteries, pesticides, motor oil, expired medicines, and household cleaning products April 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the University Services Building. Take Harvey Road going east from Highway 6. Entrance is on the left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. For more information, call 764-3809 or visit them online at bbswma.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Finally, nice again, huh? It's pretty pleasant out there right now. We're going to be up into the 80s today and tomorrow and Sunday and Monday and Tuesday is the way it looks right now. And a chance of showers. Actually, it's going to peak Saturday night at about 50% and a 40% on Saturday, Sunday. But we'll see how it goes. Right now, winds are out of the southeast at 12, 81% relative humidity, overcast skies, and we've got 65 out there.
If you work in a stressful job, it's likely taking a toll on your health, and it's likely taking a bigger toll than you imagined. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Ladies, when was the last time you found it easy to lose weight? If you're like most women, it was before you turned 40. That's because age 40 is when hormonal imbalance begins. And until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Thank goodness today we have Ambrin. Ambrin promotes hormonal balance naturally. It's clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big lifestyle changes required.
I thought I was somehow not trying hard enough to lose weight. Turns out it was my hormones. I started with Ambrin, and I finally lost the weight. It was so easy, and I feel fantastic.
Ambrin relieves other symptoms of menopause, too, like hot flashes, fatigue, sleeplessness, and many more. The first 50 callers right now can get a complimentary, risk-free trial of Ambrin with a 30-day supply free. Now, free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers now at 1-800-892-2988. That's 1-800-892-2988. 1-800-892-2988.
If you let it, your job and your boss could be killing you.
This has been shown by the American Medical Association, by the way, that unhappiness at work is a cause for heart disease. And unhappiness at work, the principal determinant of that is the relationship with your direct superior.
Steve Morris, author of the book Glorious Leadership, says working in a stressful environment can take a huge toll on your health over time. So the best advice is to
do something you enjoy. You work at something you enjoy. If it's naturally satisfying to you, you're going to get positive hormonal, physiological changes from doing something you love. So choose a job you enjoy. Second, choose a boss that appreciates you. And work with a company that appreciates you and what you do.
But if you can't choose those things, and most of us can't,
then you need to be the one who gives yourself appreciation. The simple way that I've taught people to do that is just think of what's good in what you do, or why do what you do, or who are you doing it for, and feel good about what you do, and that'll physiologically combat those negative forces and start producing healing hormones within the body that have anti-aging, sort of put our system in a relaxed healing state. It can all be done just by feeling good about yourself, gratitude, appreciation, and acceptance.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, reaching out in more ways than ever before. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Three local governing bodies this week gave their support to a freeway project between Navasota and Bush Airport. That was part of the business at last night's College Station City Council meeting.
They're projecting that this would likely shave off about 30 minutes in travel time from College Station to IAH. So the resolution is to encourage the Transportation Commission to secure funding for the initial design and all of the environmental reviews and studies in the right-of-way that's going to be necessary for that red portion of the roadway.
Jason Stubbe of the city manager's office says the resolution asks the state to start the process of finishing what is nicknamed the Aggie Expressway between Navasota and Todd Mission. Design work on a six-line toll road is underway from Todd Mission to Pinehurst. They turned people away at the Farrell Center at Baylor University, where a memorial service was held to honor the dozen first responders who died in last week's explosion in West.
I'm Joey's grandmother. When he came over, he always wanted fried chicken. And every time I want fried chicken, Joey, I would think of you, and I'll put a leg aside for you.
Among the other speakers was the director of the National Fallen Firefighters Foundation, Ronald John Sciarnicki.
Hero is not a word these men would use to talk about themselves. Firefighters use three other words: honor, tradition, and courage. All three are ingrained in the soul of a firefighter and are the source of their heroic actions.
President Obama pledged continuing support to the town in its rebuilding. Central Texas can be considered a peer with the state's metropolitan areas when it comes to economic development. The Research Valley Partnership will receive up to $500,000 to establish a regional center of innovation and commercialization. RVP President Todd McDaniel says the state money will help pay for services they already provide.
We will match those state funds and over the next 18 months continue to build capacity for our Innovation Center effort here in Bryan College Station in the Research Valley, and then also working with both Temple and Waco as the two satellites and their efforts with Scott & White and the Health Science Center in Temple, and with Baylor and with the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce in Waco.
The money from the Texas Emergency Technology Fund is a tool to develop and diversify the state's economy. as tensions increase over delayed flights across the country that are attributed to sequestration. Congressman Bill Flores says he's taking measures to get things going in the right direction.
The four of us that are sophomores had a conversation with the speaker on Tuesday, and we sat down with him and said, you know, there's no reason for us to let this be inflicted on the American people. If we could come up with alternatives, for instance, I've introduced a bill to zero out the Obama phone program and take that $2.2 billion and use about half a billion of that to keep the air traffic control fully staffed. And then the second thing is to send a B-6 to the Navy so they can send the Truman aircraft carrier group over to the Middle East where it needs to be.
Flores visited Afghanistan this past weekend on a congressional delegation trip to look at issues regarding the transition and budget impact of the sequester on the military efforts against terrorism. And for almost 20 years, spring cleaning has included the opportunity to dispose of household products without putting them in the landfill. Tomorrow is the next household hazardous waste collection event.
Good time to get rid of your old paints, your old motor oil, your old batteries. We're also working with the Brazos County Sheriff's Department, who will be out collecting the out-of-date pharmaceuticals, 7 to 1, at the University Services Building. So more information about that is on our Bevisma website at www.bvswma.com.
Again, leftover paint, motor oil, and car batteries are a few of the things that can be kept out of the landfill. Stop by the University Services Building off Harvey Road, east of Veterans Park, tomorrow between 7 and 1. WTOW News Time is 6:37. It's 66 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You can tell a lot about a place by the warmth of its character, the beauty of its open spaces, and the goodness of its people. Here in the Brazos Valley, we're proud of our way of life. We believe in friendships that last, values that endure, and looking out for each other. Giving something back. Since 1936, St. Joseph has touched the lives of more people in our community than any other healthcare system. It's been our passion, but it's also been our privilege. Today, we're reaching out in more ways and more places than ever before to make the good life possible in the best place on earth. St. Joseph Health System. Closer to home.
Weekend sports not enough? Watch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m. on KXHD. Join Dan Seed and Luke Simons every Saturday as they take you inside Aggie Sports. See this week's scores, player and coach interviews, and injury updates. Replay highlights from all your Aggie sports, from football, baseball, softball, men's and women's basketball, and more. Catch Aggie Sports OT, Saturdays at 10 p.m., only on KAGS-HD. You need to stay in the know when you're on the go. KAGS-HD brings you KAGS-HD Mobile for your smartphone and tablet. Go to KAGSTV.com for more information. Watch every KAGS-HD newscast streaming live and by video on demand using the SyncBack app, available for your Android and iOS devices on Google Play and in the iTunes App Store. Catch today's top stories, breaking news, weather and sports, news anytime, anywhere in the Brazos Valley, right in the palm of your hand. KAGS-HD Mobile, available now.
For your car, your home, your business too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
Hey, Dad, I think Meatballs trying to tell me something.
You already told me. Everybody wants a nice price.
That Meatball's a smart dog. Come to Team Navasota, where you get a nice price. Where you can get a new Silverado Crew Cab from Team Chevy for $26,388.
Nice price.
Or you can get $9,000 off a brand new heavy duty.
Nice price.
If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike. Team Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at moorefeed.com.
Low-level moisture continues to lie across the state this morning. We'll continue to see quite a bit of cloudiness out there today, and there could be a passing shower. High temperatures are going to be up to 75 to 80 later this afternoon. Clouds and maybe a shower tonight near 65. Mostly cloudy with a risk of a shower or two tomorrow, high 75 to 80. Chance of showers 65 tomorrow night. Becoming partly sunny Sunday, still a chance of a shower, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's the happiest moment of my life. It's the best moment. It doesn't get any better than this.
Yes, but where was he picked? That's Luke Joeckel in the NFL draft yesterday. We'll cover that. There is some basketball action still in the NBA playoffs, and the Stars will not be playing hockey anymore. All that and more coming up with sports. We'll do that for you here in about 12 minutes.
And, I mean, I understand it's the Austin American Statesman. But, you know, their headline this morning, Joeckel slips to Jaguars. Slips? He plummeted all the way.
At least they didn't say he fumbled to the Jaguars.
He plummeted all the way from number one to number two.
Well, he is a big boy. If he's going to plummet, it's going to be a big word like that.
Yeah.
No, it's because it's in Austin.
Yeah, they were trying to take a shot at the Aggies.
I'm proud of him. He did a, you know, second, or are we allowed to talk about this before your sports?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, I mean, being in the second pick.
Yeah, second
that's
overall.
pretty good.
Now, see, here's the deal. So who was the third team to pick? Do you know, Kevin? I mean,
I can find out
written someplace.
I don't have it right here in front of me.
Because, I mean, here's what I'm thinking is somewhere stashed someplace is a Kansas City jersey.
With his name
says
on it.
Joeckel and one on it, you know?
Aww.
And somewhere is whoever was number three with that, too. But I'm just saying. So, I mean, getting one of those would be
interesting. Did you know he's 6'6 and 306 pounds?
He's a big boy.
He is a big boy.
Yep. And apparently pretty good at what he does.
I wouldn't want to be on the other end of his tackle, I'm just saying.
Well,
he doesn't tackle.
He doesn't tackle. He blocks.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay.
Well, whatever. I don't know the right words.
That's okay.
I wouldn't want to get hurled through the air after being... Through from the inertia of Luke Joeckel.
John Gruden's quarterback camp, who's talking to him, I saw the interview last week. They'd done it a while back. He said, you can block out everything, including the sun right now.
That's pretty good.
For those of you that remember the Heisman hype, Geno Smith and Manti Te'o were the other two that were running right up against Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, right.
Neither taken in the first round.
Oh, my gosh. And I was reading a draft thing yesterday that said, guaranteed that Manti Te'o would be a first-round draft
pick. Was not taken in the first round of the draft.
Well, he's kind of got some weird strings attached.
He apparently does.
Yeah. I haven't seen his Wonderlic test score yet.
Yeah,
but I'm guessing probably not very high.
Yeah, we're going to get to see that, by the way.
They do. Now, they've released some of the quarterback scores, and the lowest that I've seen ever was Vince Young from Texas, and it was like a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right down there with you have trouble remembering how to tie your shoes.
Yeah, they have the R and the L in his shoes for him. Yeah.
Or he might have just done a bad job because he kind of was disgusted with me.
No, he's dumb as a post.
No, he is. Oh. Bag of rocks, actually.
He is sharp as a marble.
Yeah. No, he's not smart. But, you know, but I'm sure he's fine. And he's nice to his mother.
Hey, he's good at what he does, and he probably makes a lot of money.
No, he's not even that anymore. But that's a completely different story.
Hopefully he made good investments, right?
So the latest item in our – no, he didn't, as a matter of fact. I mean, if you want to continue
the story.
The story.
Yeah,
so who are you asking?
We should send him some cookies. Yeah.
Who are you asking about, Scott?
Who was the number three draft? What team was the number three?
Miami.
Yeah,
they traded up for it.
Yeah, somewhere there's Luke Joeckel number one for that team too, maybe.
Probably.
Latest news item to get its 15 minutes of fame occurred yesterday in the opening of the George W. Bush Presidential Library on NBC's Today Show. They thought they had a big get by interviewing all four of the Bush gals. That would be Barbara and Laura and the Bush daughters.
Well, hey.
When asked if she'd like to see her son, Jeb Bush.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah, run for the White House in 2016. Babs, who's pretty straightforward, always has been.
Yes, she is.
He's by far the best qualified, but no, I really don't want him to run. Noting that, quote, there aren't just four families or whatever. Hillary, are you listening? There are plenty of qualified people for the job. We've had enough Bushes. That's what she said. Now, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, and I'm sure that there'll probably be, if Jeb Bush runs, there'll probably be some political consultant who decides he's going to do a commercial that'll have the audio of Barbara Bush saying there've been enough Bushes.
Oh, without question. Wouldn't you?
Sure. That just means that person thinks you're a stupid voter, you know, because that would be enough to convince you.
Right.
But what's interesting is that George W. Bush told ABC that he thought Jeb would run in 2016. So we'll see. But nonetheless, Mama expressing her opinion.
Then the conspiracy folks and the tinfoil hat people will go nuts about, you know.
Yeah. Remember what it used to be, the Trilateral Commission. Remember that used to be a big deal that, you know, they're like nine guys who run the world. And so we'll see. So we talked to John Rainey about this a little bit yesterday. We'll talk to Kyle Cassell, by the way, this morning about 8:15. A cornerstone of efforts to start financing water projects across the state of Texas appears to be in jeopardy ahead of a vote that is scheduled on Monday, for the Texas House. Factions of Democrats and Republicans are sounding their reluctance. So, again, we'll be interested to hear what Kyle has to say about that because, again, he's in a rural situation and water really is about rural and urban districts. And
who gets it?
Yep, who's going to get the water because, you know, the big cities say, we're a big city, we should get it, and you folks shouldn't. But we'll see how.
And the farmers look at him and say, "What you going to eat?"
Yeah, exactly right. You know, y'all want it for fun. We kind of use it so that you can be fed.
Yeah.
Makes a difference. So, how much over the speed limit can you get away with?
5 miles.
Yeah, that's
well. A House committee debated that yesterday.
Oh, why are they sticking their nose in this?
Well, now you might like it, considering a bill that would prohibit tickets for anything up to 10 miles an hour above the posted limit.
Well, then what's the point of the speed limit? Why don't we just post the... That's silly.
Y'all ought to go. We just put up there, y'all ought to go, instead of speed limit.
Wish you would.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, though?
Don't do more than this. Well, again, what are they doing getting into this?
Why bother?
The legislation...
Yeah, I thought it was a mercy thing. I thought that was the police's prerogative.
Right, it is. That's exactly right.
It
is
their
prerogative.
It's not their law to make up some law.
No, that's the whole thing is that these guys and gals over there think that they can do that. Hell with that law. We'll just say that you can bump at 10.
Stupid. It's not their jurisdiction.
Bill Calgary, who is a Republican from Katy, would not apply to moving violations within a school crossing zone or within 500 feet of a school, a hospital, or a college, or in combination with any other moving violation. But that's what he wants to do.
Or construction, I'm sure.
Yep. Chris Nordeth, who is a major with the Department of Public Safety, said state troopers don't ticket for about 6 miles per hour over the limit. And the current law addresses the issue. The bill is left pending in the committee. But, I mean...
Don't we have more important things we need to be addressing?
No kidding.
I would think
dumb,
so.
Dumb, dumb, dumb.
A proposal to criminalize ballot harvesting of mail-in ballots renewed some tensions yesterday about voting rights. The bill targets activities that Republicans say are rife with potential voting fraud. Individuals or groups, often called ballot harvesters, collect and mail completed early ballots, typically seeking to help the disabled or those living in assisted living. A proposal approved Thursday after 2 hours of debate would cap the number of ballots that an individual could mail at 10.
So they're not stuffing the box for somebody?
Right. And again, we're still in committee. We're a little ways off, but that's the stuff they're looking
at. Yeah, that'll get contentious, I'll bet.
I think so. All right, there we go. It's 6:50.
It's time for spring cleaning, and the Household Hazardous Waste and Computer Collection event can help. Bring your paint, computers, batteries, pesticides, motor oil, expired medicines, and household cleaning products April 27th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. to the University Services Building. Take Harvey Road going east from Highway 6. Entrance is on the left after Veterans Park. No entry will be allowed from University Drive. For more information, call 764-3809 or visit them online at bbswma.com.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, April 27th, it's warm season forages. Forage sorghums and other annual forages are viable options for Brazos Valley hay production. Learn more this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
By the time late spring rolls around, you should be able to determine just how well your lawn is doing. That should be about now. Truth is, our warm season lawn grasses, Bermuda and St. Augustine and Zoysia, grow at their fastest rates from late spring through early fall. Assessing the progress of your turf grass, the subject of our program today. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's absolutely our best poster offer ever. Get all four highly informative, full-color, 15-by-30-inch heavy cardstock posters and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Together, it's more than a $71 value for only $34. The posters include our 100 best Texas landscape plants. That's the best trees, shrubs, vines, and ground covers. It's a very large chart. It gives you every last detail to help you make the best selections. 100 best Texas annual flowers, 120 best Texas perennials, all 120 crepe myrtle varieties. Complete details on every plant on every poster. Each poster is like a book of its own. All four posters and the magazine subscription, only $34. Posters alone would normally be $48. You pay only $34 total, you get the magazine subscription as well. 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Things are moving into fast forward now with our lawns. Late spring is the best time to plant new lawns. It's warm enough that the grass grows well. It's cool enough that it won't dry out instantly when it's put in place. Summer plantings require much more careful attention to watering for the first couple of weeks that the grass is in place. This is an ideal time to start new turf grass. If you have lots of large shade trees, you may be deciding that the lawn is losing ground. If the bare areas are getting larger and larger, you may need to take corrective steps to solve the problem. Perhaps this would be the year to remove unnecessary limbs, or maybe to remove entire trees that are no longer contributing to the beauty of the garden. You have to have 4 hours of direct sunlight for St. Augustine to hold its own, six or more for Bermuda, and a couple more than that if you want them to grow aggressively. If you don't have that much sun, your grass will eventually thin and die out. Either remove those branches and get more sun to the grass. Don't top the trees. Don't cut them back. Even thinning them out doesn't really do much good because they grow right back again. You need to consider, if you're having major problems with the shade, you need to consider a shade-tolerant ground cover. Back to the lawn. If you have existing weeds in your lawn, there are things you can do right now. Spring finds visitors such as henbit, dandelions, and chickweed early in the spring, followed now by various clovers, spurge, and dichondra and dollar weed. All of these can be controlled very easily with any of the broadleafed weed killers. Read and follow label directions carefully to ensure the best possible results. Remember the mowing secrets of successful lawn management. Mow frequently and keep your blade sharp. As the grass growth speeds up, you want to mow on 4 or 5 day intervals. I know that seems very frequent. It assumes you're leaving the mulch clippings in place on the lawn. Watch the ends of the blades for signs of fraying and browning. Aim to sharpen your blade after every 30 to 40 hours of mowing, more often if you're mowing high weeds or if you fit stones as you've mowed. Be sure you take equal amounts off each side of the blade to keep it all balanced. And finally, you want to watch for signs of problems as the weather turns warmer. If St. Augustine turns brown in patches, if the blades and runners pull loose easily from the soil, if it's just lethargic, that might be take-all root rot. And a 1-inch layer of Canadian sphagnum peat moss is the best control, believe it or not. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:54.
With the second pick in the 2013 NFL Draft, the Jacksonville Jaguars select Luke Joeckel.
For the first time in program history, the Texas A&M football team has produced a top 10 NFL draft selection, In the last 3 years, All-American offensive tackle and Outland Trophy winner Luke Jokel was picked number 2 overall by the Jacksonville Jaguars at Radio City Music Hall. Jokel, who attended the NFL Draft's first-round festivities, joined linebacker Von Miller and quarterback Ryan Tannehill in the Aggies' top 10 parade. Here's Luke Jokel with Deion Sanders on ESPN last night after being chosen.
It's the happiest moment of my life. It's the best moment. It doesn't get any better than this.
The 25 people you brought with you, take me through the emotions. Are they excited, elated?
They're so excited. Every person that's here, every person back home, such a significant part of my life, and they're the reason why I'm here, and I got to give everything back to them for sure.
Could there be a downside by going number 2?
No. Jacksonville's a great team. I'm so happy to be playing for them. I want to go out there, prove myself, make the team better, help them win football games.
Texas A&M and Arlington is winning right now.
Yes, sir. Great to be an Aggie. 12th man. Loved it down at A&M and Arlington High. Best years of my life.
Eric Fisher was the first pick. He was at Central Michigan. He went to Kansas City. Of course, Jokel went number 2, and number 3 was Deion Jordan from Oregon. He went to Miami. The Dallas Cowboys selected Wisconsin center Travis Frederick at the 31st pick overall in the draft. They traded down 13 spots. The Cowboys moved down with a deal for the San Francisco 49ers. On the other side of the state, Houston, Texas selected Clemson receiver DeAndre Hopkins with the 27th overall pick. A&M track is competing at the world-famous Penn Relays and doing very well. A&M freshmen Laquie Moe and Davis won the Penn Relay Championship division of the long jump with an opening round leap of 21 feet 2 inches. Later in the evening, Aggie senior Henry Laley won the championship 5,000 meters with a time of 13:45, breaking the old school record, which dated back to 1995, by almost a full second. After missing their top two hitters for each of the last 2 weekends, Mikey Reynolds and Cole Langford will both be back in the lineups for the Fight Texas Aggie baseball team, who head to Tuscaloosa, Alabama to play the Crimson Tide. First pitch tonight will be at 6:35, and all the action is on Newstalk 1620 WTAW. 15th-ranked Texas A&M softball team travels to Ole Miss. First pitch for that game tonight will be at 6 o'clock, and all the action for those games can be heard on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. The Bryan High softball team will open their bi-district playoff series with Klein Collins tonight. Since the Aggies are on the road, they'll play at the Aggie Softball Complex. First pitch for the Bryan High Vikings is 7 o'clock. Now, all the NBA teams, not all the NBA teams in the playoffs are from Texas, so the ones last night that weren't managed to play. Miami went up 3-0, beating Milwaukee 104-91. Chicago edged Brooklyn 79-76, and the Memphis Grizzlies cut the LA Clippers series lead to 2-1 with a 94-82 win. Cam Atkinson scored 2 goals, and Sergei Bobrovsky made 31 saves. The Columbus Blue Jackets beat the Dallas Stars 3-1. The Stars were eliminated from the playoff contention with a win by Detroit over Nashville. And in Major League Baseball, Nip Tatchik pitched 6 strong innings last night to lead the Texas Rangers past the Minnesota Twins 2-1.
In the air to center field. Robbie Grossman going back, still going, looking up. It is gone. Home run number 1 of 2013 for Big Poppy David Ortiz.
That homer drove in 2 RBIs last night. The Boston Red Sox beat the Stros 7-2. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman and save $10 on X2 Power Motorcycle batteries now through May 31st after rebate. Batteries Plus, get what you need.
Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on business.